This is WAMC Regional News. We're with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He joins us Mondays. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
There is, according to your column today, a brouhaha among New York Democrats and Donald Trump.
Yeah, you know, the toxicity of Donald Trump has now gotten into a primary, a congressional primary, to fill Charles Rangel's seat down in Harlem. The one candidate, Clyde Williams, a former White House aide, said that Keith Wright brought a lawsuit to stop a Indian-run casino in the Catskills back in 1999 that was secretly funded by Donald Trump. Wright's people say at the time he didn't know that Trump was behind the funding of it and disavowed any, not only knowledge of it, but disavowed Trump himself, calling him a repugnant racist.
Democratic mayor of Syracuse, Stephanie Miner, who has not had the greatest relationship with the governor over certain issues, and a speech she's about to give.
Yeah, she's going to be addressing the Onondaga Conservative Party. It raised eyebrows because Stephanie Miner is known pretty much as a liberal, but she says that it's important to have dialogue, even principled disagreements, and the only way you can find any agreement and is to meet with people you disagree with and listen to them and talk to them. She says it needs to be a dialogue, not a monologue. But it still surprised a lot of people, given where she is on issues like immigration reform, gay, lesbian, and transgender rights, and the minimum wage.
To the Buffalo area, where week after being sanctioned, according to your column, for retaliating against a staffer whom she had an affair, Buffalo Assemblywoman Angela Wozniak is scheduled to hold a fundraiser for her reelection campaign.
It's one of those only in Albany moments. Literally 7 days after she's sanctioned, she's going to be holding a $250 per person fundraiser right down the block from the Capitol. Good government groups say she should cancel it. The timing is really bad. It also comes at a time when there's a lot of calls in her district for her to either resign or reconsider running for reelection.
Finally, former disgraced Governor Eliot Spitzer in the news.
Yeah, it seems that Spitzer's successful 2006 gubernatorial campaign, the campaign committee actually owes money to the state tax department. There's a tax warrant out against them. Apparently, they didn't file all the employee paperwork they needed to file. Back a couple of years ago, a warrant went out for something like $2,400, and now it's grown because of fees and interest to $3,600. It's not a lot of money, but it's kind of embarrassing for a guy worth about $50 million that his campaign owes the state $3,600. Spitzer's camp says that the former governor personally did not know about it, is looking into it, and if they owe anything, it will be paid off.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us on Mondays. Ken, as always, we thank you.
Anytime. Be well.